my angels and angels. Thank you for tuning into the Late Night Convos with me, your host, Tony. Hey guys, I know it's been a while. I'm so sorry, guys. I've been going through a whole lot in my life, and I would love to share with you guys at this moment. So without further ado, let's get started. So, guys, this is a late night combo that I've been wanting to do because it's been weighing heavy on my chest. I made a Instagram story about how I've always felt like I've never been with a guy that genuinely loved me, and I've never been with a guy that was genuinely in love with me. But that's how I honestly think, and I had a lot of people, you know, question that because they felt like, well, how was you with these people? I honestly feel like I was there for beneficial reasons. A lot of my relationships have been toxic, to say the least. If not all of them was toxic. I remember my first genuine relationship. I had a first love, of course, but, you know, that's puppy love. But when I was in the 10th grade, I met my first everlasting boyfriend. And that was toxic. It was a lot of emotional abuse, mentally abuse, a little physical. And that really what started the chain, you know, a reaction. The crazy part is we're really good friends now, but it still comes to the back of my mind that I noticed that the patterns in this relationship that I've had for all of them was that I built them up and I tried to get them in the world and just for them to do that for the next girl, like literally the girl after we break up, that's who they would like do it for, like show them the world and stuff, and the girl would actually treat them either bad or they will mess up and then the girl won't want them and then they will come back and say, hey, Tony, well, you know, da 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 da. And it was just, you know, it just sucked. You know, it really does suck. And thinking about it, it really does put me in an emotional state because it's just like I really feel like for the longest, love wasn't ready for me and I still do because I know my worth, but I just feel like love doesn't know my worth. Being in a place where, in a state of mind, that in order for somebody to love you, they have to know you. And for them to know you is for them to learn you. And a lot of people doesn't understand that. And also, it should not be a regulation that you have to be 30 to want to settle down or to be a certain age to settle down. You know, I'm about to be 24 next month. And I feel like that's a great time to settle down. A lot of people say don't rush it, but to each of his own. I have 3 children and I also have my own place and also my own job and my own car. I feel like there should be nothing wrong with me wanting to settle down, you know? But a lot of people don't agree for whichever reason. And I also feel like you shouldn't point the finger at somebody for wanting to settle down and grow and have a husband and grow a family, you know, at a young age. But I just felt like I've never had something that was genuine in my life. It was always what I could do for them or what can we do to benefit each other, physically, money wise. It was never about emotions or support, you know. But I'm going to just take a quick break because I want to get straight into it after this. But you're going to listen to Smooth Spirit Radio's Late Night Combo. Stay tuned. Okay, we're back with the Late Night Combo. So, yeah, the subject of it is love, honestly. I've been going going strong. I've been celibate for a while, and I feel like it's about that time that I really settle down with somebody and also like just get there and want to become more without the sex appeal. You know, this day and age, all kids think about sex. That's all they will think about, honestly. And it sucks because, you know, as our generation, as my generation, because I don't know how, what the age of viewers that I have right now, but as my generation, we're starting to come into that thought of we don't want to be in a marriage, but we okay with being in a relationship as long as it doesn't turn into marriage. I noticed that people are willing to have a baby before they're married, and it sucks because it's like, you know, get to know somebody, marry them, and then grow a family. But our generation is backwards, you know. Even me, I have 3 children, and I wish I was married first, you know. But stuff happens, and I wouldn't settle. So I'm glad I didn't settle. And a part of me, I look back, and I see how much I was so in love with all the men that I've ever been with. And how I noticed that it wasn't reflected the same. And I don't know how I didn't see these red flags. Honestly, I don't think I was wanting to look at the red flags. Honestly, I didn't. But this is just a sign to everybody to don't ignore the red flags. Just look at them. But don't be afraid to say that you don't want to be alone. Who wants to be alone in this world? I'm not saying that you date the next person you meet, no. But it's okay to not want to be alone. Everybody's not the same. So don't feel like you're wrong for wanting to be with someone. And share the love that you have for yourself with that person. To make them feel like you can love yourself as much as I love myself. And together we are a loving power couple. But some people don't think like that. They think as though, you know, you're supposed to be alone and let somebody chase after you. No, it doesn't work that way. I've never wanted a guy to just chase and prowl after me. And I've never been the type to chase after a man. The one chase I would give you is saying hi. And if you don't respond back, okay. If you don't want to indulge in, you know, a conversation, then that's fine. But we have to learn as a generation that it's okay to love, and it's also okay to want to marry. It's like it's a forbidden word. Marriage. Ooh, you know? I don't get it, and I don't think I would ever get it as a human being, as a mom, as a woman. But hopefully one day I will meet my Prince Charming. And hell, you never know. I might be hearing my wedding day on my podcast. But I will say that I am going on a business meeting with my best friend Juanita that was on my show previously. If you would like the information to come and support us, please check out my Instagram, Smooth Spirit Radios, and I will have information there. And if I forget, just let me know and I'll give it to you guys so y'all can see me at the business of, I don't know what to call it. I'm going to actually, hold on guys, because I actually have it. I just have to make sure that I don't mess up the words for it. It's a really good, a business mixer. And it's going to have a lot of Black-owned people there. And it's in Greensboro. So it's on June the 9th, 2019. And it's at 5 p.m. through 10 p.m. and it's hosted by LBG officials and arts officials. And, you know, just come out and support Black-owned, you know, companies. I will be there. So if you are Team Smooth Spirits, I will have merchandise there. I will have candles. I will have, you know, incense. I will have, you know, stickers, you know, postcards, everything. Everything that you need. I'm going to be there. And I'm also doing a raffle for, you know, a reading. I'm actually doing a raffle for a reading. So I'm going to start that back up and see how that goes, you know. But I love you guys, and thank you for tuning into the Late Night Combos with me, of course, Tony. And I love you angels and angels, and y'all have a wonderful night. Mm-hmm.